This is Community Conversation. I'm D.L. Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about Launch Lenawee, which is right next door to our studios here at WLAN. And I'm happy to have on the program to talk about all the great things happening there. Ned Stone, who is the event coordinator for the Adrian Armory Event Center, as well as the manager for the Adrian Armory Makerspace Kitchen. And Annette, it's good to have you back on again.
Thanks for having me here today, Dale.
As well as we have Katrina Osman, who is, of course, with Clever Ideas Marketing, but also a part of Launch Lenawee. Katrina, it's good to have you back on again.
Thanks, Dale.
And let's welcome into the program as well. We have Naomi Lally, who is with I'm in Biz Incorporated and also part of Launch Lenawee. And Naomi, it's good to have you with us as well.
Thanks, Dale.
It's good to have you with us. Lots of things, a lot of great things happening over at Launch Lenawee. So why don't we start off with you, Annette, and talking about things that are happening there and some of the upcoming events too.
Sure. So we have a lot of networking events for small businesses, and an upcoming one is Thursday, March 19th from 5 to 6:30 right at the Armory. Come right in the front doors. It's in that beautiful room that has the fireplace, and it's a networking event, so you'll meet other small business owners, but we also have a little bit of an educational piece where we introduce a couple small businesses that have just started out. And for the month of March, we have Leo Brown from Brand and Interiors Imagery and Maggie from the Wild Piecery. And I'm not going to tell you about their businesses because I'd like you to come that day to find out.
Absolutely.
But it's also, we have some light appetizers, some beverages. It's just a nice way to meet other business owners. You can talk about your business. We give everybody a chance to speak if they would like. And, it's just a quick in and out. And then, for the nights that downtown Adrian is hosting some events, you can just leave there and go right downtown because we're right there at the Armory. And we also have we're doing those evening events every other month. And then on the other months, we're doing a morning event. It's called Good Morning Lenawee.
Mm-hmm.
And we have it at the Armory again, but it's in the lower level. And we have an educational piece and some networking and some coffee and pastries, and it's just a really nice way to start your day before you go to work.
Absolutely. Now, Annette, do they need to go in and register in order to attend these events?
Yes, we'd like everyone to register. You can go right to the adrianarmory.com and look for business education, that tag, and you can go right there and register.
And it's such a neat thing to be able to network with other people that they are doing pretty much the same thing that you are as being a small business.
Yes, and it gets the word out about your business, and then you learn about somebody else's.
That's right, yeah. And the thing is, it's nice to do that networking, as I mentioned before.
And support each other.
Yeah, and saying, I'm having trouble with this, and somebody else might have gone through that very same thing and said, this is how we dealt with it, and give you some pointers too, which is awesome.
Right, it's great.
Yeah, because of the fact that is with small businesses, that's kind of the backbone of our economy, and we want to make sure that they succeed in it.
It's the backbone of the community. What would we do with all these little small businesses that we have in our area in Lenawee County? I mean, we depend on them.
Absolutely. Well, Katrina, let's talk about the luncheons that are coming up, as well as some of the roundtables that are going to be happening.
Yeah, just as you mentioned, we want these small businesses to succeed, and that really comes down to marketing.
Yeah.
So we put together a couple of events that will be at the Adrian Armory on March 4th, noon to 1. We're going to have a lunch and learn about using storytelling in your marketing. So be able to help you with that content through different things, different avenues, but really just about helping with the marketing and getting the word out about what you do.
Yeah. And sometimes you don't really think of everything, and these are great ways to be able to pick up some great ideas, right, Katrina?
Yes, want you to get some new ideas, something different. We also just understand that marketing is always changing.
Yeah.
And for small business owners trying to do it all themselves, it's a lot. So if we can just do something to help and teach them something new, love to have you.
That's right. Now, are there need to register for these as well, Katrina?
Yes, and the good part is, just like Annette said, it's all on the same website. So yeah, adrianarmory.com under business education. So we'll have that lunch and learn, $10 per person. And we really just want you to register so we make sure we feed you that day.
That's right, yes. As well as this is open to everybody. It's not just here in Adrian, right, Katrina?
No, absolutely not. We want to be able to help any local small business that is just looking for that marketing help or some ideas about what some of those stories are, some content they can use in social media or video for their website. and meet with other businesses.
And it's a great way, as I mentioned before with Annette, Christina, this is a great way to network with other people and to find out what they're doing and see what is working for them that might be of a help to you.
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it. And yeah, a lot of those ideas just come from someone will ask a question and somebody else at the table has a great answer for them too, not necessarily just the presenters.
Yeah, that's right. That's for sure. So this is a great way to be able to help out with your small business and to be able to garner some great information and some ideas too, Katrina.
Yes, we've got that lunch and learn about using storytelling in your marketing. And the following Wednesday, March 11th, 8 to 9 a.m., we have a marketing roundtable. So we're going to bring in some marketing experts, and it's really just a chance to come in and ask those specific questions, that something you're struggling with your marketing, you have the questions, and be able to kind of meet one-on-one with some local marketing experts and get some answers.
And sometimes it's just a situation to where it's like, well, I'm doing marketing, but it doesn't seem to be working. What am I doing wrong? You know, type of a situation, right?
Right, or something that's worked for a little while and then it stopped working. And that's, again, just the frustration of marketing for anyone.
Yeah.
Things are always changing. So
yeah.
I'd love to, work those things out and maybe make some tweaks or just try something new.
That's right. Okay. Another aspect that we're going to be talking about with Naomi is regarding the boot camp, right?
Right. We have the Launch Lenawee Boot Camp that is scheduled to begin in March. We're still taking registrations for students who want to participate. We have an orientation meeting coming up on Saturday, February 28th at 10 a.m. And the purpose of the orientation is just to learn more about the program that they haven't found online, to talk to us and find out, specific questions they have, get an idea of what they'll be doing in the program and how to go about starting their business. So this is some structured training for local people who want to start their business.
Mm-hmm.
They have this dream and I want to be my own business owner. But it's also for businesses who might have already been in existence maybe 2 years or less, who want to really refine it better and structure it and become more successful.
Yeah. And so it's those people that are thinking about starting a business or have been in business and kind of want to get some kind of an Do I use the right word of update?
Well, the Launch Lenawee program is built on four pillars. And the pillars are the education component of that. So that's why we go a full 12 weeks. There is a lot to learn.
Yeah.
A lot of research and assignments to help you work your brain through what you need to change in your business or get it started. We also have mentorship, so throughout the course of the 12 weeks, we will pair up the student with an appropriate mentor in the community as the need arises.
Sure.
We participate in networking events, such as the ones that have been mentioned, but others in the community with the chamber or other events going on. We want to encourage brand new entrepreneurs. Don't be shy. Get out there and shake your hand and meet people.
Yeah.
So that's getting their comfort level up there. And if it's appropriate and the funds are available, we can introduce them to resources for microloans to start their business.
Yeah. Now, that's going to be held at the Armory too, Naomi?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's going to be on Thursday evenings starting March 12th from 5:30 to about 8:30.
Is there registration needs for this as well or not?
This is why they want to come to the orientation on Saturday, February 28th.
Okay.
We'll give them all the particulars there, what's expected of them, sort of the course outline, things like that.
Yeah.
The course, we use the it's a proven system. The Kauffman Fast Track program is used nationwide.
And okay.
By going through their curriculum and how they structure things, you are taking somebody from the very first idea of a business all the way to fine-tuning that. Who's your ideal customer? How should you be presenting your business? The financial side of it, which a lot of people try to ignore.
Yeah.
It's important. Again, setting up the business for success and going through each phase of it. There are actually five phases within the Kauffman curriculum that we accomplish there. With the end result, when they're done, they're going to have a fully functional business plan that they could take if they had to go to a commercial lender. This business plan is going to be set up if they've completed all the assignments, so that this potential lender or others in the community can see that they're serious about starting a business.
And that means so much, doesn't it, Naomi?
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
And it really does, you know, makes a difference, like you said, with that financial lender, as you mentioned about the fact that they are serious about this. This is not something that they're going to set up and all of a sudden, you know, in a couple of months, it's going to flop or it's going to just disappear.
Right. Well, we take the philosophy, if you go through the course and you're structured enough and you're ready to launch your business, that's a positive, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you go through the course and need to refine your idea or refine your goals or even decide now is not the right time, we
sure.
still see that as a success because you haven't wasted time and money launching down something that would be less profitable.
Sure, sure.
So, and we have had specific students in the past who started the course and just kind of took like a 90-degree turn and made some adaptions and really focused, and they're very successful in business right now.
I know I've heard, and I think I maybe have talked with you on that in the past, that with the Launch a Lenaway program that Naomi was talking about, the boot camp, is that especially when you get into the financial end of things, is that a lot of them would say, I didn't realize I had to do this. I didn't realize that had to be, you know, a part of what I had to do as setting up a business. So that will be part of that too, right, Naomi?
Yes. Yes, it will.
Yeah. And I know that talking with you on that has been the situation too. But it was to their advantage of finding this out.
Yes, it was. You know, they looked at it as, well, this is what I am going to need to start with. So maybe we need to have a pause so that I can either find the funding for that capital or raise it myself. Or, you know what, I'm not willing to risk that much in my life and not to do it.
So, yeah.
Yep, it's worked both ways. And
yeah,
like Naomi said, both are a success. It's not a, you know, they've done their work, they've done their due diligence, and they, you know, they have a plan.
Yeah.
And for those who have gone through some of the training and paused it or stopped completely, we welcome them back in. So if they want to come to the orientation and, you know, let's figure out where you were in it and what needs to be adjusted, we're welcoming them back in so that they can finish the whole plan.
I'm thinking about the fact about people that might be interested in doing this, Naomi, about with a boot camp, is that it might be with, you know, young people that are just starting off in life and maybe wanting to do something that where they're going to be the owner and boss of things. And possibly maybe someone who has retired and is looking like, I want to do something, I want to start my own business. Is that some of the situations
exactly.
as well?
Exactly. We have a diverse age group. We have a diverse expertise within each class. And just like the other lady said, we can learn from each other
yeah.
as we're going through the discussions.
Yeah. So the boot camp is going to be when again?
Starting March 12th, Thursday, March 12th.
Okay.
But we'd like them to come to the orientation Saturday, February 28th.
February 28th. And that's going to be at what time again?
The orientation starts at 10 o'clock.
At the Adrian Armory?
Yes.
Okay.
They can register for that at launchlenaway.org.
Excellent. Great stuff. Great. And you know, the thing is, Annette, this is really so good because of the fact, as we mentioned at the top of the program, is that the small businesses are the core of our economy. And, you know, from there, not only are they making a business for themselves and being their own boss, but what comes down the domino effect of as they grow, that means more jobs, right?
Correct. And it's the backbone of the community.
Yeah.
If these small businesses go away, then you have to travel out of town, and we're not close to any major cities, so you know that's a big void. If you know
exactly,
so we'd like to fill that void and see people start new businesses and keep the ones that we have, keep them going strong.
Absolutely. And the thing is, as residents of Lenawee County, we need to support these small businesses too.
Correct.
Right, Annette?
Correct.
Yeah. And I'm sure you say amen to that too. Right.
Definitely.
Naomi?
Yes, definitely.
Anything about the upcoming programs that we haven't mentioned that we can do right now? We got pretty much everything then?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Great.
Thanks,
well, thank
Dale.
You so much for being on the program and everything.
Thank you.
Some really exciting things, and I think this is really great that we have such an organization like Launch Lenaway to be able to help out. And I was just mentioning to them that I was talking earlier to a graduate of Launch Lenaway, Michelle Crandall, who has Pets in Focus Photography. And she mentioned to me that she was a product of Launch Lenaway. So there you go. There's someone else that's already in business and doing well for themselves, too.
Yeah, we're so fortunate. fortunate to have it in this area.
Yeah, that's right. Annette Stone, Katrina Osman, and Naomi Lally, thank you so much for being on the program. Really appreciate it.
Thanks,
Dale.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.